Ballarat's own 3BA 102.3, Tom Grennan, and a little bit of love. It's 7:08, hour two of the big show for you Friday morning. AFL Grand Final public holiday. And good to see Ballarat's number one Bulldog supporter, Ray Neville, on the front page of our local Ballarat Courier. Morning to you, Bulldog Ray.
Good morning, PT. How you going?
I'm going okay, my friend. The sun is shining, but I reckon Melbourne might rain on the Bulldogs parade.
Oh, well, I don't know, mate. It's over in Perth. The sun all shines over there, so...
Oh, that's half a decent comeback.
Well, it wasn't too bad. You didn't give me much time to think of it.
You knew I'd have something for you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, listen here, Bulldog Ray. There's a rule in this building that if you get your photo in the paper, it's $5. If you get it in colour, it's $20. You've not only got it in colour, you've got it on the front page and page two as well. So that I reckon that's $50 to the coffers out there at the public transport system.
Oh, geez, I don't know about that. That's not a bad effort, is it? Front page of the Courier. A couple of mates there with me at the back. I had to dress them up in Bulldog gear for the day under sufferance, but they did it, and they were happy to fly the flag. So, we'll see how we go.
Mate, it's the Bulldogs. It's been a tale of two halves of the year, really, for both the Bulldogs and the Demons, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, look, for sure, mate. And I think... You know, both teams were really close throughout the year, and we had that, you know, we won a game each. Melbourne beat us by 28 points the first time we played them, and we beat them by 20 the second time. And I think the difference between the two sides were our last three games of the year, and we didn't play very well at all before the finals.
Yep.
And the Demons kept that consistency. So, look, I do think both the two best sides got into the grand final in the end. And... But look, both deserve to be there, and certainly I think both deserve to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark McGowan, the Premier of Western Australia, said this will probably be the greatest grand final ever.
Well, I hope so, because I thought our last one was in 2016. Hadn't won a grand final for, you know, 430 years, and then we pulled 2016 out of that. And then to come from fifth, I suppose, we just got edged out of the four in that last, you know, the last game of the round.
Yeah, yep.
You know, so to come from fifth, you sort of have to do it the tough way. And I think the bye last weekend probably benefited us a lot better than what it did Melbourne. You know, they've played one game of footy in 28 days. You know, and we've just had that 1 week off and some tough matches in between. So, I think that... Certainly that bye sort of suits us a lot better.
I think, Bulldog Ray, it is going to be... It'll come down to being one of the classic grand finals, and no matter which way you look at it, if either team wins, I think we'd be pretty happy, wouldn't we? Even though you're a Bulldog supporter, you'd be happy if the Demons got their first in 57 years. Come on.
No, not really. I do have to say it, though. I've got a lot of Demon supporters, you know, as mates and that, and we've been at each other all week and at work here. The more Bulldog stuff I seem to hang up here, the more that, you know, a couple of Demon supporters have hung it up, you know, as well.
Yeah.
And I think for them as well, because I remember what it was like in 2016, not having won a grand final and had that success as a club, you know, until then, and they're feeling the same. So, look, if they win it, they'll certainly be deserving of it. They have been probably you'd put them as the best side for the year. And I think we were a close second, but it's going to be a tough game, and the boys over there, and they'll certainly have their work cut out for them, and I think it'll be one in the middle of the ground. I just think that's where, you know, the game will be won. I think where both teams' strengths are in their ruck and in the midfield. So, you know, I suppose whoever wins that battle will win the game.
Yeah, and at least it'll be being played in front of a crowd of some $60,000 people, I should say, at one of what is now the great stadiums around Australia, Optus Stadium over there in WA. Bulldog Ray, mate, all the best to the Doggies and all the best to the D's, and may it be a classic grand final battle come Saturday evening our time.
I hope so, mate. Thanks very much.
All right.
It'll be a great game. Go the Dogs.
Now, if you start losing, mate, please don't throw things at the TV.
No, they cost too much.
Yeah, you're dead right. Have a good day and enjoy tomorrow, mate. Won't you, my friend?
Cheers, mate. Thanks very much.
Ballarat's number one Bulldog supporter, Bulldog Ray Neville. It's 13 past seven and, spare a thought for the Demons. Haven't won one since 57 years is what I want to say. But spare a thought also for the St Kilda Football Club. It was on this day back in 1996 that St Kilda won their only premiership. And a big day it was. Yes, and the Saints fans went absolutely bananas on this day back in 1966 when the Saints won their very first and only premiership to date on this day, way back when. It's 15 past seven. If you'd like to, thanks to CPAP Direct, try and name this song. The time is right now, 5332 1023. We announce the Foodies Voucher winner very shortly, thanks to Zambrero. If you can name that song, give me a call, 5332 1023. Good luck. 18 past seven. Denise was on the go early and was able to name this song. And good morning to you, Brooke.
Morning. How you going,
Peter? I'm going very well. How are you doing? Lovely.
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad.
What are you doing out and about this early on a public holiday?
I've got nothing much else to do, so I'm going for a walk, to be honest. A bit of fresh air.
There's nothing wrong with getting a bit of fresh air and a bit of exercise, is there, Brooke?
Nah, it's good to stay out of lockdown.
Absolutely. So you've got the day off, and I'm sure there's plenty of things that will keep you occupied today and across the weekend. Brooke, I'm not sure whether you can name the theme for the songs this week. If I give you all the artists, you want to have a crack?
I'll try.
Okay, so Monday we had Lionel Richie, Tuesday Meatloaf, we had Jet on Wednesday, and we had Tom Jones on Thursday, and you obviously know who today's is. Any ideas on the theme?
Theme.
Might have something to do with the AFL Grand Final.
Can you give me a clue?
Well, I've just done that.
Another clue?
Oh, you want another clue? Okay, how's this for an infinite clue? They've all played at the AFL Grand Final. That's the theme, Brooke. That's the theme.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's still early, PT. I'm still
not PTR. So please, Brooke, name today's song for me.
Ed Sheeran, Sing.
Ed Sheeran and Sing, and yes, all our artists this week as a part of Name That Song for CPAP Direct 1247 Howard Street in Wendouree have performed at the AFL Grand Final. One thing left to do. Hey, DJ, spin that new spinning wheel. And the winner of the foodies voucher from Zamburero this week, lucky caller number two way back early in the week, Monday, Jared Potter. Morning to you, Jared, and congratulations. The voucher is winging its way to you once you fill in the details from the text we sent you just a few moments ago. 24 past seven, Bulldog Ray. I tell you what, the head's going to explode soon. Been on the big show with PT just 20 minutes ago, and he's just received this message. He just sent it to me. Ray, Joe here from 3AW Radio, Neil Mitchell's program. Neil usually in the chair, but he's off this week. Tony Jones, our host, would love to chat to you at 9:30 on air about the doggies ahead of the grand final. Give me a call when you're awake, mate. Oh. Oh, the head's nearly a melon already. Coming up on 25 past 7, the 12 Travelling Wilburys coming up shortly. And also the Big Show Entertainment Report. Jaden Forster on the way from Celebrity Lane. Plenty of sunshine, enjoy it because the rain is on the way with the high chance of showers late morning and gusty winds as well out of the west, 30 to 45 k's an hour. 13 the top today, tomorrow morning shower at 2, 10 the high down to 2 overnight. Sunday, fine partly cloudy 13, Monday sunny and 17. It's currently 7 degrees in Narina. And we're just over an hour away from playing 3BA's Eliminator. Will you get the chance to play? Well, only if you call through at around 8:40 this morning.